You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today on this Monday morning. Maybe it's Monday at 11:45 in the morning. You're getting ready to head out to lunch. Thanks for tuning us in. Maybe it's 8:45 in the evening. You're on your way home or wherever you may be going. You have tuned your dials into where God is broadcasting. WGOD Radio is what I call this program. That's what I would call my radio station if I owned one, if the letters were available. WGOD, I love that idea and that truth. God is always broadcasting. He always has something to say if you tune into where He is broadcasting, that is, in His Word. Here today, we're listening to a sermon I just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled The Blood of Christ. That's what we're going to look at. This program is pretty much split. The first 21 minutes of it, that's exactly what we're looking at. We're in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, looking really at the Apostle Paul, who says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Also, Colossians 1:14 says the same thing, that in Him and in His shed blood on the cross is where our redemption comes from. So that's what we're looking at first half of this week. We'll look at predestination for a little bit toward the end of this message as we're in Ephesians chapter 1. I invite you out to Island Community Church Sunday mornings at 10:30. God's doing a great work there. You are invited. I invite you. I'd love to meet you. Okay. In whom we have redemption through His blood. There's awesome power in the blood of Christ. That's what we're looking at here today. Enjoy today's message. We're in Ephesians chapter 1. And I want to start out today looking at the importance of the blood of Christ. And I want to finish today looking at predestination. So, a few weeks ago, as we ended the book of Revelation here in this church, we read, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. But there's another side to that. And that is the opposite side. The side which causes people to get overwhelmed or causes Christians to argue and fight with one another. And that is that you and I and all believers, according to both the Apostle Peter, the Apostle Paul, and Almighty God Himself, by His own mouth, that you and I are predestined for salvation. And marked out for salvation in advance. So why does that thought make Christians so angry? I mean, that's beyond me. I mean, here's the alternative. If you're not marked out and chosen for salvation, then you're not chosen. I mean, when I was a kid, they used to choose sides for kickball. I mean, imagine you were chosen to play kickball, and you're over here frowning, and someone says, what's wrong? And you'd say, oh, I'm upset that I got chosen. No, you wouldn't say that. Salvation is the same, except if you're not, there's only one team. And if you're not chosen for salvation, then you'll never enter the kingdom.
You know, the Lord Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. And if you're chosen, it ought to cause you to go out this door whistling Dixie as long as you live and praising God. Because there's 7.3 billion people in this world, and not a lot of them are chosen. So don't get angry if God chooses you. Rejoice that God has chosen you. Rejoice. What's it worth to you? Is it? You got to answer that question yourself. Now let's get started here today in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, starting in verse 7. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. As much as liberal Christian denominations try, you can't do away with the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ is a bloody gospel. Let me add, God's entire plan of redemption is full of blood. There's no escaping it. All the way back to the beginning, the Bible says that God clothed Adam and Eve with skins. Where do you suppose the skins came from? Right, innocent bystanders, though. An innocent bystander had to die. An innocent bystander was slain on account of sin and shed its blood. You can't take away the blood out of the gospel. The song we just did this morning, In Christ Alone, has an interesting story behind it. It seems that the Presbyterian Church USA has got a little problem with that song, In Christ Alone. And they're just itching to change the lyrics to that song to satisfy themselves and to have the songwriters agree to change the lyrics. The song goes, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Now, let me read you this little quote here from the dreaded Huffington Post. It says, fans of the beloved contemporary Christian hymn won't get any satisfaction in a new church hymnal. The committee putting together a new hymnal for the Presbyterian Church dropped the popular hymn In Christ Alone from it because the song's authors refused to change the phrase about the wrath of God. The original lyrics say, on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. The Presbyterian Church Committee on Congregational Song wanted to change the words to, the love of God was magnified. The song's authors, Stuart Townsend and Keith Getty, objected. So the committee voted to drop the song altogether. The author said, take a royal hike, Presbyterians. Critics say the proposed change was sparked by liberals wanting to take God's wrath out of the hymnal. The committee says, and I quote, the committee says, there's plenty of wrath in the new hymnal, unquote. In other words, never fear, don't worry. There's still plenty of wrath in your petty little hymnal. Can't you just sense the smug, the arrogance there, the sarcasm in their comment? You feel it dripping. Don't worry. You still have plenty of wrath and blood in your little hymnal. Let me tell you something. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a bloody gospel. You put no antiseptic to it. It's a gory gospel, as Ravenhill would say. A terrible price would pay so that you and I could be redeemed. Sort of makes you not want to sin anymore. And people don't want to hear that because they don't want to face the fact that they're sinners and that a price will be required for their sins. And that they can't make it in on their own. So So, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption. For those visiting here, we're in Ephesians chapter 1. Starting in verse 7. In whom we have redemption. Greek word, apolytrosis. Here's what that word means. It means to redeem a captive or a slave through the payment of a ransom. A ransom had to be paid. Because remember what the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. You've got a death sentence hanging over you. For you to escape that, someone has to pay your ransom. And we're here this morning to worship him because he paid it for you. Died in your place. And paid your ransom. And he paid it with his own blood. In whom we have redemption through his blood. And you don't think blood is significant? Let's follow the trail of blood, shall we? They're all listed on the handout, every one of these. Starting with Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. It says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. I know this isn't much of a sermon today. More of a teaching. But people don't understand the significance of the blood. And we need to take time to do that today. You have to understand the blood of Christ is important. Not something to be swept under the carpet or something to be disbelieved or something that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It's very important. The blood of Christ and his significance. And the trail of blood through the Bible. From Genesis 3:21 that I quoted you earlier, all the way to the end. Leviticus 17:11, it says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. The blood makes atonement for your soul. Meaning it's the blood, like the word, atonement, at-one-ment. The blood makes you one with God and brings you, like the old Michelangelo. Isn't that who did that? Michelangelo? God reaching down from heaven. Adam reaching up from the ground. Well, there's a disconnect there. 1 Timothy 2:5, it says there's one mediator between God and men. The man, Christ Jesus. He bridges the gap. And it's by his blood enables us to reach him. The blood makes atonement for the soul. Not saying you're sorry.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Looking to buy or sell your next home here in Brevard? Whalen Dupp is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your next home purchased or sold. Whalen Dupp with Pastor Mac Real Estate can be reached directly at 321-536-5973. Buying and selling opportunities are better than ever. For more information, Whalen Dupp can be reached by calling or texting 321-536-5973. That's 321-536-5973.
Hey, this